It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Hundreds of pages of documents have been released that provide new details about the scandals enveloping the Christie administration. The documents are summaries of interviews that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's lawyers conducted as part of an internal review into Bridgegate and other allegations of political revenge. Our Matt Katz is reading these documents and joins us now. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Amy.
You reported last week that Christie was blurring the lines between his taxpayer-funded government office and his reelection campaign team. Do the new documents shed any more light on this?
They do. There's a lot of new information about what is known as the Intergovernmental Affairs Unit of Christie's office. This Intergovernmental Affairs Unit is made up of tax-funded government workers who worked closely with the reelection campaign last year, coordinating how they would convince elected officials to endorse Christie's reelection. They held conference calls every Saturday morning with the campaign. And this government office was also filled with lists. There were lists of 100 towns known as the T100 list, where Christie was trying to win over elected officials. That list was apparently based on voting data. Then there was a constantly changing list of, quote, hands-off towns. These were where top of Christie officials would issue mandatory directives to lower-level employees along the lines of, quote, do not rush to return this mayor's phone call, or, quote, no need to call to check in order to send a message to these mayors. Underlings said they wouldn't even know why Christie's inner circle was mad at a mayor. Bridget Kelly, the woman who wrote the, quote, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee email to order the lanes closed at the George Washington Bridge, she kept whiteboards and posters with lists of supporters and other potential friends of the administration in her office. At one point, Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sokolich was on that list, as was Mayor Stephen Fulop of Jersey City. He was the mayor who said that he was punished after he decided not to endorse Christie. And Dawn Zimmer, the mayor of Hoboken, who said she was punished by Christie for not supporting a development that officials wanted. She was also a target. After Zimmer decided not to endorse Christie, a message was sent to Christie's coordinator for Sandy Aid to, quote, not bend over backwards for Mayor Zimmer. That was right before the election last year.
Do these new documents indicate anything about whether Mayor Zimmer was telling the truth when she said that Christie officials threatened to not give her Sandy Aid if she didn't support the development project?
No, but the report has Christie officials confirming for the first time what we reported back in March, that Hoboken may have gotten denied Sandy Aid inappropriately. Apparently due to what officials called a data entry mistake, 550 proposals for Sandy-funded projects weren't scored properly. So Hoboken requested 13 generators, but only three of those requests were processed, with one approved. This is apparently being fixed, and the program is being taken over by the Department of Environmental Protection, and that's run by Commissioner Robert Martin. But we also learned from these documents that the commissioner doesn't really think much of Dawn Zimmer. There's a note in here that he calls her part of the, quote, Birkenstock anti-development crowd.
Matt, we only have about 30 seconds. You reported yesterday that Bill Stepien's legal fees are being paid for by New Jersey taxpayers. Do these documents indicate anything that tells you that he's being treated differently than other witnesses in the Bridgegate scheme?
Yes. Unlike Bridget Kelly and David Wildstein, who have been portrayed as the people responsible for this, Stepien's legal fees are being handled, at least most of them, by the Attorney General's office. So that means taxpayers are spending $340 an hour on those lawyers, and those lawyers are fighting a subpoena from the legislature, and the legislature, taxpayers, are also spending $350 an hour on those lawyers. So he's being taken care of, and taxpayers are footing both ends of this bill.
That's New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.